This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Thousands of students who attended the Colorado campuses of College America will have their federal student loans discharged. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine reports.
Federal and state officials say a decade-long investigation found College America lied to students about programs they had and the jobs and salaries they'd get once graduated. Attorney General Phil Weiser says the institution advertised widely that students would get salaries twice as much as they'd actually get.
Meaning they were mired in what, for them, would be a deep hole and a cycle of indebtedness. All the while, College America is cashing checks and profiting.
7,400 students in the state will begin getting loan discharges next month. They total $130 million. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
This year's federal defense budget has a piece of good news for Buckley Space Force Base in Aurora. CPR's Dan Boyce says its fleet of F-16s are on track for replacement.
The base's Air National Guard F-16s are old, like from the late 80s old. They're really expensive to maintain, and Buckley is hoping for upgrades or they risk losing the fighter squadron altogether. Colorado representatives like Doug Lamborn and Jason Crow are supporting an amendment that would replace all of the Air Guard's jets by 2034. New ones cost tens of millions of dollars. The defense budget is currently held up in Congress over hot-button cultural divides, like the military funding abortions and transgender care. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
For more of the day's news, come to CPR.org. It's 7:06.